Most Americans have begun preparation for this year's Thanksgiving holiday, looking forward to this special time with family, friends over good food. As believers, of course, we don't limit giving thanks to God to a single day, because giving thanks is the keynote of our lives and our worship. In Ephesians 5, verses 19 and 20, the Apostle Paul wrote, "Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." The Greek-speaking Christians call the Lord's Supper Eucharist, which means thanksgiving. And no wonder, because the greatest gift of all is the gift of God's Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus has washed away all our sins, become one with us in such a way that He will never let us go, raised us with Him in His resurrection, and included us in the fellowship He has with the Father. In Jesus, we find that the Father loves us unconditionally, and that the Father sent the Son not out of anger or a need to punish anyone, but out of His immeasurable love and His unbending commitment to our redemption. We see this in Ephesians 2, the first 10 verses. And even though none of us deserves God's favor, He loves us anyway. He not only forgives all our sins, but also lives in us by the Holy Spirit and transforms us into people who love Him and love others just as He loves us. Titus 2, verses 11 to 14 says, "For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age, while we wait for the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for Himself a people that are His very own, eager to do what is good." There is no greater comfort than to know that God is faithful to us, even when we are not faithful to Him. Like the father of the prodigal son, God never gives up on us and always runs to meet us in joy when He sees us coming down the path toward home. That's the gospel, the good news of God's love for every one of us, good news that we have the blessing to spread. And I want all of our viewers and listeners to know that it is your faithfulness in prayer, in financial support, and the faithfulness of others like you that makes us able to spread this good news. So again, let me thank you for all you do in Christ's service and for being who you are in Him. May God bless you with a joyous Thanksgiving celebration. I'm Joseph Tkach, speaking of life.